This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm with Clay Shim. He's from Sharon Springs, and we're actually in one of his wheat fields, and he is also on the Kansas Wheat as a commissioner.
Board member.
As a board member.
Yep.
With the Kansas Wheat, and he's going to tell us how harvest has been going for them and his family here in Sharon Springs.
Yeah, so far, harvest has been going fairly well. Our early fields definitely did not do as well as some of the later ones that we've been hitting here, but we've been pleasantly surprised. We've been seeing stuff that's been doing a bit better than what we expected. Unfortunately, a bit better than expected has been kind of that average to below average yield that for what we were hoping. But considering the year, it's been a lot more optimistic than what I expected. Obviously, with wheat prices going down and kind of just following the market a little bit, it's a little bit of disappointment there, but overall the harvest has been going fairly well. Been a little bit unique just with having the harvest as early as what it's been for us this year. I know north of us had a chance to talk with one of our staff members at Kansas Wheat, and she said one of the commissioners over on the Kansas Wheat Commission hadn't even started yet, which he's probably going to be right in line with what we would typically expect. We're actually going to be finishing a lot earlier than what I think we expected, and the start was way earlier than what we anticipated.
And can you tell us about test weights and about the yields?
Our yields, like I said, they've been below average to approaching average. Toward our wheat fields that have been farther west on our operation have actually performed better than the ones to the east, which it's usually a toss-up each year on that. Protein for us has actually been running fairly high, which we've been really surprised, really happy with. We've talked with a few elevators in the area that have actually had a fair amount of low protein, which I'm not sure if it was earlier fields that they had noticed that with, but our fields have actually been running pretty good protein. Our test weights have actually been really nice to see on our fields that have been fallow wheat that have performed a little bit better. Even this field here, we've had some wheat delivered that was running a 64-pound test weight.
And do you have any fall crops, or do you have cattle, or are you a diversified operation?
Our operation is just a row crop and broadacre operation. We grow corn, sorghum, wheat, and a little bit of soybeans that we'll mix in every now and then on some irrigated acres. That's our operation. When I was a kid, you know, we used to do cattle, but we've since gotten out of that business.
And tell us about your work on the Kansas Wheat.
Yep, on Kansas Wheat there, I'm a board member with the association. So for people that don't know, what we really do is we go and we do a lot of lobbying when different bills and laws come into play, regulations through state agencies as well as national agencies. And we our primary goal is to advocate for the farmer, and try, especially the wheat farmer, to make sure that it's not hurting them and giving them the best opportunity to produce the best crop that they can. Lately, obviously, on a national level, we've had a lot of work being done to make sure that a farm bill that's coming out is the best that it can be, especially for farmers here in Kansas and wheat farmers here in Kansas, to make sure that it addresses all of the concerns that farmers have, especially as we move into the future, whether it be water issues, labor issues, or export issues around the crops that we grow.
And I appreciate, Clay, you taking the time to visit with us on our 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. This is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRN. And again, I've been speaking with Clay Shim. He is a board member of Kansas Wheat and is from Sharon Springs. And we're actually in his field and we're looking at some rain clouds. So they're trying to get finished up here. So